在以色列人出埃及的时候，圣经有一个很特别的记载。
When the Israelites went out of Egypt, the Bible has a special recording.
我们请看出埃及记十二章四十一节。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章四十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 41.
四十一节，正满了四百三十年的那一天，主的军队从埃及地出来了。
And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on the very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
这个特殊的记载就是说，神的军队从埃及地出来了。
And here, the special recording is that it mentioned all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
那其实这些百姓根本没有受过军事的训练。
And in actuality, these people have never received military training.
啊，这些百姓根本不是军队的组织。
And these people are not a group of armies.
啊，在埃及人的眼中，他们是这个仆人，是奴隶。
In the eyes of the Egyptian, they are servants and slaves.
但是这里却说这是神的军队从埃及地出来的。
But here it called them the armies of the Lord that went out from the land of Egypt.
这样的记载应该有两个，至少有两个意思。
And for this type of recording, at the very least, they have two meanings.
啊，第一个，神在提醒他们啊，仍然会有征战。
First, God is reminding them that there is still going to be wars.
啊，第二个啊，这是神对他们的期望。
And secondly, this is God's expectation of them.
啊，他们必须要从奴隶来成为这个军队。
They have to turn from being slaves into being an army of God.
啊，那所以真的在一路上，他们啊仍然不断的遇到敌人。
And we can see that along the way, they continuously faces their enemies.
在一路上，他们一直都有征战的存在。
And they have battles along the way when they get out of Egypt.
我们也看到神也不断的来跟他们同在，来训练他们。
You can see that God was always with them and trained them.
我们也可以看到他们也一步一步的在成长。
We can also see that they gradually grow.
啊，他们也越来越像神所期望的军队。
And how they becoming more and more, like the armies of the Lord that God expected them to.
啊，首先我们来看征战仍然存在的事实。
And first, let us look at how, wars or battles will always exist.
虽然他们离开了埃及，但是埃及人仍然是他们的仇敌。
Even though they left Egypt, but the Egyptian remains their enemy.
在路上，他们会遇到一些困难。
On the road, they will encounter difficulties.
在路上，他们还遇到不同的敌人。
And they will encounter different kind of enemies.
在他们进入迦南地之后更是要跟迦南人征战。
And furthermore, when they enter into the land of Canaan, they have to fight the Canaanites.
那在路上的困难有包括着物质上的困难。
And their difficulties on the road include some physical difficulties.
他们需要食物。
They needed food.
他们需要水。
They needed water.
他们需要很多的日常生活所需要的东西。
They needed a lot of daily necessities.
不但这样子他们还要面对另一个层面的征战。
And not only that, they also have to face battles on a different realms.
我们请参考哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6.
第六节，这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们贪恋的。
Now these things become our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
另外一件事情就是他们跟大家一样都有的这一种人性。
And so another thing mentioned here is that they also have a human nature like everyone else.
在这里，啊，保罗说他们贪恋啊，贪爱这个恶事。
And here, Paul mentioned that they lust after evil things.
哦，那这些恶事有些是来自于环境。
And some of these evil things come from their surrounding.
哦，这些恶事来自于啊一些人。
And these evil things can also come from the people.
哦，那为什么会他们会去做恶事
？And why is it that they would do evil things?
哦，而且是很喜爱的，很贪心的。去做这些恶事
and not only that, they did it the evil things intentionally and purposefully.
哦，就是因为他们没有办法胜过自己的人性。
It's because they cannot win over their own human nature.
哦，所以神提醒他们，你们还会有征战。
So that is why God needed to remind them that you will have battle.
那今天我们成为一个基督徒，我们也常常说我们是基督的精兵。
And today, as Christian, we oftentimes call ourselves Christian soldiers.
哦，所以同样的，这是对我们的提醒，在信仰的道路上面，我们会有征战。
So on the same token, these also serve as reminder for us that on our journey of faith, there will be spiritual battles.
再来，这也是主耶稣对我们的期望。希望我们能够成为基督精兵。
And furthermore, this also expectation of the Lord for us to become Christian soldiers.
哦，所以这些以色列人他们所遭遇到的敌人，也就是今天我们也会去遭遇到的敌人。
So the enemies that the Israelites faced back then are also the enemies that we might face today.
哦，所以我们所遇到的第一个敌人就是我们自己的人性。
So the first enemy we might face is our own human nature.
哦，那这个人性，再加上这个所谓约翰一书里头所提到的世界，那这就成为我们的所要遭遇的敌人。
And so, this human nature, along with the world that John mentioned in the book of First John, these make up the enemy that we must face today.
哦，约翰提到说，这个世界上的事情有三样。
And John mentioned there are three things in this world.
哦，这个肉体的情欲
is the lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲
the lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲
and the pride of life.
哦，这些其实都跟我们每一个人的人性有关系
These are all related to our human natures.
那这两个结合在一起，就会损害我们的灵性
And combining these two things together will be harmful to our spirituality.
哦，所以这是第一个我们所要去面对的敌人。
So this is the first enemy we must face.
那再来，我们在生活当中信仰的道路上面，我们会遇到一些困难。
And next, in our life, also in our spiritual pursuit, we might encounter some difficulties.
哦，有时候是环境给我们的困难。
Sometimes our difficulties come from our surroundings.
有时候是来自于人所。给我们的困难。
Sometimes those difficulties come from other people.
那常常在这个事情跟人的背后啊，其实就是撒旦的工作。
And a lot of time behind these incidents and people are the work of Satan.
哦，所以彼得说撒旦好像吼叫的狮子。
That's why Peter said that Satan is like a roaring lion.
我们请参考《使徒行传》十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 14.
《使徒行传》十四章二十二节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
二十二节，保罗坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说：“我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。”
Strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must through many tribulations and enter the kingdom of God."
啊，在这里，保罗跟弟兄姐妹讲说。我们必须会经历许多的艰难。
Here Paul mentioned that we will go through many tribulations.
就当时的人来讲，他们的信仰上常常是会受到排斥，会受到逼迫。
To the people at the time, they will often face persecutions and also rejection and oppositions.
那当然，他们的生活环境也一定比我们现在还要 啊，还要不好，还要差。
And of course, their situation is much worse than us today.
哦，在当时有很多的地方，人的生活是没有什么保障的。
At the time, there are many places where men cannot guarantee they'll have good life.
哦，这个没有像今天在文明的社会里头有很好的法律来保护人。
It's not like today, in a civilized society, we have laws to protect rights, human rights.
哦，但这不等于我们今天在信仰的道路上面就没有困难，就没有挑战。
But this doesn't mean that in our journey of faith today, we will not face any obstacles or challenges.
哦，所以今天我们也会经历的，啊，也要经历许多的，也会经历一些艰难。
So today we also must go through many tribulations.
那再来啊，最后一个啊，就是人都会面对着所谓死亡的威胁。
And lastly, all men will face the threat of death.
那表面上来看，这是一个很自然的一个现象。
On the surface, it seems very natural.
哦，每一个人都会面对死亡。
Everyone must die.
啊，但是有时候是为了信仰而来面对这一件事情。
But sometimes we must face that because of our faith.
哦，当然，在这个我们这个时代，很少因为信仰而来面对死亡的威胁。
And of course, in our time, it's very rare that we see someone will have to face that for the sake of their faith.
在保罗的时代，这个就看起来是很平常的事情。
But in Paul's time, this is something that is very common.
我们请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十三节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 23.
二十三节，保罗说：“但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我。”
Except that the Holy Spirit testified in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me.
哦，保罗跟弟兄姐妹讲说，要进神的国会经历许多的艰难。
Paul told the brothers and sisters that in order to enter the kingdom of God, they must went through a lot of tribulations.
那保罗本身，他也是基督徒。所以他也一样要经过很多的艰难。
And Paul himself, he is a Christian, and therefore he also must go through tribulations.
哦，那在这里，人家还特别跟他讲，你如果到耶路撒冷去，有捆锁跟患难就等着你。
And here, someone especially told him that if you go to Jerusalem, then chains and tribulation will await you.
事实上啊，是可以不用，也可以不用去。
In reality, he have the option not to go.
哦，但是保罗他觉得他必须去。
But Paul felt that he must go.
那个这样子对他来讲，这就有生命的威胁。
And but in if he does that, then to him, it will cause him his life will be endangered.
那这个就是一种的征战。
So this is one type of battle.
啊，二十四节。
Verse 24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我在主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神的恩惠的福音。
But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
我想我们应该还要再加上一个征战。
And I feel like we must add on another battle.
请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12.
十二节，你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Fight the good fight of faith.Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
好，我们不但面对自己的事情。
Not only that we must face our own issues.
好，我们也要面对神国的事情。
We also have to face the matters of the heavenly kingdom.
好，所以在这里，保罗对提摩太说：“你要为真道打那个美好的仗。”
So here, Paul told Timothy that he must fight a good fight for the truth.
这包括两件事情。
These include two things.
第一个，提摩太在困难的环境里头，他要坚持他的信仰。
Firstly, Timothy must guard and keep his faith in difficulties.
哦，所以这是个人的层面的征战。
And so this is his personal battle.
哦，那不但要坚持信仰，而且还要传扬耶稣的福音。
And not only must he keep his faith, he has to preach the gospel of Christ.
哦，所以传福音这也是一种征战。
So preaching the gospel is also a type of battle.
哦，那不但要传福音，也要啊这个啊造就弟兄姐妹。
Not only does he need to preach the gospel, he must edify brothers and sisters.
哦，这两件事情其实是一体的两面。
And so these two things is actually the same, is one side of the same coin.
哦，不但要传福音，而且也要造就弟兄姐妹。
He not only does he need to preach the gospel, he must edify brothers and sisters.
哦，那这个是神国的事情。
So this is the matter of the heavenly kingdom.
那这一种征战是为神国来征战。
And so this type of battle is fighting the battle for the heavenly kingdom.
啊，那所以今天啊，我们也是神的军队。
And today, we all are Christian soldiers.
啊，信了主耶稣受洗之后，征战仍然存在。
After we believe in Christ and get baptized, battle still exists.
那一开始我们并不像是一个啊一个基督的精兵。
And in the beginning, we might not look much like a Christian soldier.
啊，但是这是主耶稣对我们每一个人的期望。
But this is an expectation and hope from the Lord Jesus for us.
哦，那主耶稣他会帮助我们，会训练我们，渐渐的来成为一个基督的精兵。
So the Lord Jesus will help us and train us so that we can gradually become more and more like Christian soldier.
哦，那我们接下来来看，那我们。自己应当如何靠着主耶稣的帮助怜悯，我们来成为基督的精兵。
And next we'll look at how we can become a Christian soldiers by the help and the mercy of God.
啊，第一个好，我们要依靠神的爱。
First we must rely on God's love.
我们要常常被神的爱来充满我们，来感动我们。
We must always be filled by God's love and to be touched by God's love.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
5. 哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
14节。
Verse 14.
14节，原来基督的爱激励我们，我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died.
15节，并且替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
15, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
做主耶稣基督的精兵啊，用另一句话讲，就是为主耶稣而活。
And to become a soldier of Christ, in other words, is to live for Christ.
哦，为主耶稣而活，才会去胜过世界。
When we live for Christ, then we are able to overcome the world.
为主耶稣而活，才会去胜过这个环境。
When we live for Christ, then we can overcome our surroundings.
哦，为主耶稣而活，才会去胜过魔鬼的攻击。
When we live for Christ, then that we can overcome and win over Satan's attack.
啊，为主耶稣而活，才会去传福音。
When we live for Christ, we can go out and preach the gospel.
啊，为主耶稣而活，才能够不怕肉体的死。
When we live for Christ, then we will not fear the threat of death.
那保罗正是这样的一个为主而活的基督精兵。
And Paul was one example of Christian soldiers who lived for Christ.
哦，那他为什么能够这样子？
Why is it that he was able to do so?
他这里说，因为主耶稣的爱激励我。
Here he mentioned because the love of Christ compels him.
那他的意思是，每一个人都可以，也应该被基督的爱来激励。
And what he meant was that every one of us can and will be compelled by the love of Christ.
因为主耶稣基督不是只有为保罗死，是为我们大家死。
Because the Lord Jesus did not only die for Paul, but he died for every one of us.
那我们如何能够常常被主耶稣的爱来充满我们？
So how can we be filled by the love of God all the time?
第一个，我们要靠着信心。
First, we must rely on faith.
请看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17.
十七节，使基督因为你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love.
这就是为什么我们也不断地在追求信心的长进。
Here is why we always pursue after the growth of faith.
十八节。
Verse 18.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height.
主耶稣已经做的事情是为大家所做的。
And what the Lord Jesus Christ did, he did it for everyone.
但为什么像保罗他们会特别被主耶稣的爱来充满来激励？
And why is it that someone like Paul, they were compelled and filled by the love of God?
这个十七节保罗说，基督住在我们心里，是因为我们的信。
Verse 17, Paul mentioned that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
那我们就能够明白基督的爱。
Then we might be able to comprehend God's love.
所以我们要不断地追求信心的长进。
So we must continuously pursue after the growth of our faith.
这个信心能够帮助我们被神的爱充满。
This faith can help us to be filled with the love of God.
我们一定要被主耶稣的爱充满，我们才能够为主耶稣而活。
We must be filled with the love of Christ to be able to live for Christ.
那再来借着祷告，也能够让我们被基督的爱充满。
And next, through prayer, we can also be filled by the love of God.
那所以成为基督的精兵，第一个我们要被基督的爱来充满我们。
So to become a Christian soldier, firstly, we must be filled by God's love.
第二个，我们要努力的来被神的教训来充满我们。
And secondly, we must be filled by the teachings of God.
我们请参考启示录十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
十一节，弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
这里说胜过撒旦，有三个要点。
Here mentions three key points in overcoming Satan.
第三项这个最后一句话说不爱惜性命。
And the third one is, it mentioned here, they did not love their lives.
纵然遇到生命的威胁也不惧怕。
Even though they might put their life at risk, they will not fear.
所以像丹尼里他不怕被扔到狮子坑里头。
Just like Daniel, he did not fear of being cast into the lion's den.
好像丹尼里的三个朋友不怕被丢入火窑里头。
Just like Daniel's three friends who did not fear when they were about to be thrown into a furnace.
所以他们都成为这个基督精兵的榜样。
And so they are all examples of a good Christian soldiers.
好，再来十一节第一句话说，弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血。
And verse 11 here mentioned the first thing is they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
好，我们接受洗礼之后，我们身上就带着基督宝血的记号。
After we go through baptism, we have the blood of Christ on us.
这个主耶稣的宝血也是让我们能够成为基督精兵。
And the precious blood of Christ is also one of the factors of how we can become a Christian soldier.
我们可以成为基督精兵，因为我们身上带着主耶稣宝血的记号。
And we can become a Christian soldiers because we have the mark of the precious blood of Christ on us.
主耶稣基督的宝血也成为我们得胜的原因之一。
And precious blood of Christ also is the one of the reason of how we can overcome and become victorious.
所以洗礼是几秒钟的事情，但是耶稣基督的宝血却是一辈子的，成为我们的帮助。
So even though baptisms only last a few seconds, but the effect of the blood of Christ is a lifetime, have a lifetime effect on us.
所以这个洗礼真的它是一个属灵的奥秘。
And so baptism is a mystery, is a spiritual mystery.
第一个洗礼让我们罪得赦免。
And first, the baptism will forgive our sins.
第二个主耶稣的宝血要让我们得胜。
The second, that the blood of Christ will make us victorious.
主耶稣的宝血如何让我们得胜？
And how did the blood of Christ make us victorious?
我们请看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第七节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
第七节，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此团契。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin.
这个约翰一书是写给已经在主里头的人。
And the book of 1 John was written to those who are already in Christ.
那在这里约翰再一次的特别提到说，耶稣的血要洁净我们一切的罪。
And here, John once again mentions that the blood of Christ will clean us from all sin.
他这里应该不是在讲受洗的那一刹那。
And here, I don't think he's mentioning this because of that short moment of baptism.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们常常将神的教训放在我们的心里。
We must put God's teaching in our heart.
那其中一个功用就是用神的教训来对照我们每一天的生活。
And one of the functions is so that we can use God's word to review our daily life.
那我们就常常必须说，我有软弱，我还有过患。
Then we must always always say that I have weaknesses and I have transgressions.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
当我们很谦卑的来承认，我还有软弱，我还有过患。
When we humbly confess that I still have weaknesses and transgressions.
那这里说神因为神的信实公义，他要赦免我们。
Here it says because God is faithful and righteous, He will forgive us.
这就是主耶稣的宝血让我们得胜的原因。
And this is the reason of how the precious blood of Christ can make us victorious.
所以保罗说，撒旦不能够再控告我们。
So Paul said that Satan can no longer condemn us.
因为今天我们已经有主耶稣基督，而且有他的宝血。
Because today we already have the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious blood.
所以讲到主耶稣的宝血，就是在提醒我们要反省，要悔改。
So when we talk about the blood of Christ, it must remind us to repent and to also examine ourselves.
这能够让我们成为基督的精兵。
Because this will make us into Christian soldier.
我们再看回启示录十二章十一节。
Turn back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
启示录十二章十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
这个弟兄能够胜过他，第二就是自己所见证的道。
And the second reason why the brothers can overcome Satan is by the word of the testimony.
这个包括两件事情。
And this includes two things.
啊，第一个当然就是我们在生活当中，我们从神所领受的各项的恩典，好，我们愿意跟别人来分享。
Firstly, is that we are willing to share of the grace and blessings from God that we receive in our daily life.
哦，用自己的所领受的体验恩典，常常来做见证。啊，这个会让我们成为基督精兵。
And if we use our own spiritual experience and also our the grace that we receive and testify that to people, then this is how we can become a Christian soldier.
哦，那第二个，当然我们要常常见证主耶稣的福音，啊，这个神的教训。
And secondly, we also must testify about the gospel of Christ and his teachings.
哦，不一定只有向还没有信耶稣的人来传讲。
And we not only need to tell this to those who have not believed in Christ yet.
平常弟兄姐妹，我们尤其在查经聚会，我们彼此的分享，这个就是在见证主的道。
We can talk about this with our brothers and sisters, or maybe during our Bible study, and this is to share of the truth and also the testimonies.
哦，有时候因为我们的遭遇，所以我们对某一段圣经会有特别的啊，特别的明白跟体验。
And sometimes because of our own experience, we have a special thoughts or special understanding of certain verse in the Bible.
哦，我们跟弟兄姐妹来分享。
Then we share it with our brothers and sisters.
这个能够帮助我们胜过撒旦。
This can help us overcome Satan.
哦，这个帮助我们自己，也帮助听到的人、听见的人。
This will help ourselves as well as those who hear.
哦，有时候神给我们比较多的时间。
Sometimes God gave us more time.
哦，所以我们可以对一些圣经有更深入的去思考。
So we have more time to have a deeper thoughts of the teachings in the Bible.
哦，神可能给我们有比较多的时间，可能我们比别人有更多的祷告。
And maybe God gave us more time for us to pray.
啊，所以我们对神的教训，我们会可能比别人更深更广的那种体会跟认识。
Maybe we have a deeper, broader understanding of God's teachings.
哦，我们不是只有存在自己的心里。
So we should not only keep those in our heart.
哦，这里说我们所见证的道，就是说要把它讲出来。
Here it says, by the word of their testimonies, means that they must tell it.
哦，有时候很自然的，在吃饭当中，彼此的交通当中，我们也可以讲出来。
Sometimes very naturally, you can bring it up during meal time or during dinner.
哦，有时候是别人的需要，神感动我们讲出来。
Or sometimes if we see others need, God will move us to tell it.
哦，所以我们靠着神的道，我们来成为基督精兵。
So by the word of God, we can become a Christian soldier.
那的确，神的道啊，能够让我们得胜。
And indeed, the word of God can make us victorious.
我们请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14.
十四节。所以要站稳的用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
这个真理好像带子可以束腰。
And so this truth, it says, can gird our waist.
这个用带子束腰，能够让人使出力气来。
And when we gird our waist, we can exert our strength.
所以真理，神的道啊，要带给我们力量。
So truth will give us strength.
再看十七节。
Also read verse 17.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
啊，这个神的道，而且还可以成为好像是攻击的武器。
And this word of God can become a weapon.
所以我们靠着神的道来成为 基督精兵。
So by the word of God, we can become a soldiers of Christ.
所以我们常常参加聚会来学习神的道。
So we often come to services to listen and to learn from the word of God.
我们不断，我们继续求神赐给我们信心，相信我们所领受的道。
And we ask God to give us faith so that we can believe in the words that we heard.
好，我们分别出时间来，来思想我们所听过的道理。
And we can set aside time in our daily life to think about the words of God and the teachings that we heard.
给自己一些安静的时间，来好好思考一下我们所学习、我们所读的圣经。
And to give us some time to really look into the Bibles that we read.
如果可以的话，一些好，我们觉得好的经节，甚至可以把它背起来。
And if time permit, you can also memorize all the Bible verses that you think are good.
那要更好的话，就是求主帮助我们努力的去行道。
And if we want to do better, we ask God to help us, so that we can apply the words in our life.
主耶稣说。听见就去行的，就是聪明，就是有智慧的人。
Then the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Whoever hear and do it, they are wise."
好像把房子盖在磐石上。
They are like the one who built their house on a rock.
基督精兵的终极目标就是得胜。
And the ultimate purpose.And goal of a Christian soldier is to be victorious.
启示录十二章十一节告诉我们，这个传讲神的道，要让我们得胜。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 said, "When we preach the word of God, it will make us victorious."
我们再看启示录十二章。
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 12.
十二章十七节。
Revelation 12 verse 17。
十七节，龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是那守神诫命、为耶稣做见证的。那时龙站在海边的沙上。
And the dragon was enraged with the women, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这撒旦。特别要征战的对象就是神的儿女。
And so, the enemy of Satan, the one he wants to fight, are the offspring of God.
那怎样的人是神的儿女
？So what kind of people are the children of God?
十七节告诉我们说是守神的诫命，为耶稣做见证的。
In verse 17, here tells us it was those who keep the commandments of God and have testimony of Jesus Christ.
那神的儿女就是准备去得胜的。
And so God's children are those who are prepared to be victorious.
因为他们都是基督的精兵。
Because they are all good soldiers of Christ.
为什么是基督的精兵
？Why are they soldiers of Christ?
因为他们有神的教训。
Because they have the teachings of God.
他们不但有神的教训，而且这里说遵守神的诫命。
Not only that, here it also says they keep the commandments of God.
不但守神的诫命，而且还为耶稣做见证。
Not only that they keep the commandments of God, they also testify for Jesus Christ.
我们如何帮助自己成为基督的精兵
？So how can we help ourselves to become the Christian soldier?
我们要靠着圣灵。
We must rely on Holy Spirit.
请看以西结书三十七章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章第十节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 10。
以西结书三十七章第十节。
Ezekiel 37 verse 10。
这一方面是对当时以色列人的应许。
And this, on one hand, is the promise for the Israelites at the time.
第二个方面也是对我们今天基督徒的预言。
On the other hand, this is also a prophecy for Christians today.
当时的以色列人，他们是在绝望的遭遇环境里头。
The Israelites at the time, they were living in a state of hopelessness.
那这一个信息是给他们有盼望。
And so this is a message of hope for them.
那这一个信息也是给我们今天的。
But this message is also for us today.
我们请看第十节。
Let us look at verse 10.
第十节，于是我遵命说预言，气息进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来成为极大的军队。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
哦，这里又用了这样的一个特别的字眼，是极大的军队。
Here you also use that special term, exceedingly great army.
哦，本来只是孤干的骨头。
They were originally just dry bones.
哦，现在有筋有肉。
Now they have flesh and muscles.
哦，而且呢，现在活了。
And now they live.
哦，就是气息啊，进入了这个身体。
Because the breath came into them.
活了就能够站起来。
When they are, because they are living, they can stand up.
哦，不但是个活人，而且成为军队。
And not only are they alive, they become army.
啊，再请看十四节第一句话。
Also read the first part of verse 14.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。
I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live.
哦，这是神带给以色列人的希望。
And so this is the hope given by God.
啊，这也是神对我们今天的应许。
This is also the promise for us today.
好，我们成为基督精兵不是没有理由的。
And we did not become Christian soldier for no reason.
哦，因为这个十四节神应许说。我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
And verse 14, God promised us that He will put His Spirit in us.
哦，今天晚已的圣灵啊，这个晚已的圣灵已经降临。
And today, the Holy Spirit from the latter days has poured down.
啊，所以我们要靠着圣灵，靠着祷告来成为基督精兵。
So we must rely on the Holy Spirit in prayer to become a Christian soldier.
哦，要被圣灵充满。啊，是一定要啊，常常祷告的。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit, we must spend a lot of time in prayer.
啊，被圣灵充满，我们才能够顺着圣灵而行。
Only when we are filled with the Holy Spirit that we can be submissive and do according to the Spirit.
啊，顺着圣灵而行，我们才能够胜过自己。
When we are able to walk by the Spirit, then we can overcome ourselves.
哦，顺着圣灵而行，我们才能够胜过环境。
When we are able to walk by the Spirit, we can overcome our surroundings.
哦，顺着圣灵而行，我们才能够胜过撒旦。
And if we walk by Spirit, we are able to overcome Satan.
哦，我们看到这些使徒，他们被圣灵充满，他们顺着圣灵而行。
And we see all the saints and apostles, they are able to walk in the Spirit.
哦，就是这个成为人来到世界上的主耶稣，他也是啊，不忽略祷告。
And even the Lord Jesus Christ, who was God Himself, came in flesh. He did not neglect prayer.
我们请看路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章十六节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 16.
十六节，耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
啊，这个主耶稣常常自己找时间做祷告。
So the Lord Jesus Christ himself would often set up time for himself to pray.
啊，这个是主耶稣他的需要。
And that is his need.
哦，那这也是主耶稣留给我们的榜样。
This is also an example he left for us.
啊，我们要靠着彼此的代祷来成为基督精兵。
And we also must rely on our intercessions to become Christian soldier.
哦，我们花时间祷告，不但是为了我们自己，也是为了别人。
We spend time praying not only for ourselves but also for others.
啊，就好像主耶稣为彼得祷告。
Just like the Lord Jesus prayed for Peter.
哦，那主耶稣知道彼得会软弱。
And the Lord Jesus Christ knew that Peter will become weak.
哦，主耶稣说我已经为你祷告了。
Jesus said, I have already prayed for you.
彼得会有软弱，我们每一个人也都会有软弱。
Peter had his weaknesses, and so is all of us.
哦，所以我们也要互相的代祷。
So we must pray for one another.
啊，主耶稣赐给我们生命，赐给我们时间。
The Lord Jesus Christ gives us life as well as time.
啊，让我们来学习神的教训。
Let us learn of God's teaching.
啊，让我们多有更多的时间祷告。
So that we can set more time into prayers.
啊，所以我们要成为军队啊，不是只有一个军人，而是一个军队。
So we can become an army, not just a soldier.
我们一起唱诗170首。
Let's sing hymn 170.